triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra.
Wonderful people, great listeners, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra here in London. We are saying good evening, we are saying good afternoon, we are saying good morning, wherever you are on this planet, that we are welcoming you to this very edition, the Ezu River edition of News Hour News coverage this evening. The reason why we call it News Hour, a lot of people have been asking us, when we stay for minimum 2 hours, is because when Radio Biafra was launched in the year 2009, we used to present a worldwide program both online and on shortwave to the entire Southern Hemisphere for 1 hour every blessed evening. That was when we got the when we got used to calling it the News Hour. So we are welcoming you wherever you are this evening. If I sounded a bit distracted a while ago, it's because there's the news coming in. That women are locked up at a K Oka market in Anambra State over outrageous. We'll go into that later because a lot of things are happening as we are on the air. We are receiving information which Barrister Mamezu will be able to confirm to us very shortly about what Bangida said about the state of war in Nigeria, that there's going to be war in Nigeria from Bangida. There's quite a lot of things happening as we are coming on air this evening. And we need your help, we need your attention, we need your devotion, we need your contribution to make this program this evening a resounding success as usual. We are pleading with people, please, please, please do not call Radio Biafra yet. We're just coming on the air. Do not call us yet. You will have time to call us starting from 7:30 p.m. London time this evening. We are welcoming you. You can get Radio Biafra via any of our web portals, which is www.radiobiafra.co, www.radiobiafra.co. If you have friends and families and are having difficulties getting it on that very website, please, they can go to peopleofbiafra.org, peopleofbiafra.org. Write all these things down, please, listeners, wherever you are. There is also beliehumanrights.org, beliehumanrights.org. We also have indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, and also biaframediaonline.com. These are the places you can go to. There are listening posts. You can go to them, and you'll be able to get Radio Biafra. Before I go to get to your head, because we want to take as much calls this evening as possible, because this is a very, very special edition of Radio Biafra News Hour coming to you today from London. On this day, the 12th of June, 2013, the time has just gone slightly 4 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here in evening in London, a very wet, damp, cold London evening. I have with me at the studios today the very indomitable Carol Monde, who has exceptionally been helping us get through quite a lot. We also have the resident barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Imam Mezu. We are also joined by our sister from the United States, who is the High Representative of Radio Biafra in the U.S., our sister Chidera Akabuo. If I'm not mistaken, if I mispronounced her surname, she'll be able to correct me in a very short while. We are welcoming all of you wherever you may be on this planet. But before I go to get to the headlines, I must once again remind you, please, that the number to call Radio Biafra on is the same. It never changes. We advised people yesterday to please, whatever you do, make sure that you save the number. Make sure that you save the number. Please, that this is Radio Biafra. You can also get to us via Skype by going to Skype and basically adding Radio Biafra to it. Add us to your contacts. You can contact us. We will accept you. Even if we don't accept you, you can contact Radio Biafra to put your views across over the air via Skype this evening. Please, Carol, I am jumping over my words because there is so much happening that we need to bring to people. I will not call it excitement because there are harrowing, harrowing news to bring to people. Please say hello to our wonderful listeners so we can proceed, please.
Yes. Hello, everybody all over the world. Welcome, everybody, and welcome our new members.
Thank you very much. And we have Barrister Imam Mezu, if I'm not mistaken. Is that Chidera? Please say hello to the wonderful Biafrans listening in every country of the world this evening, please.
Hello, wonderful Biafrans. My name is Chidera. I'm the United States representative. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone in their respective country of residence, and welcoming them to today's broadcast.
Thank you very much. Did I get your surname right? Is it Akabuo? Is that correct?
Yes, it's Akabuo.
Oh, that's very good. It sounded more like a reverse name. Ukraine name. Is it an Ukraine name? I don't
know.
Okay, it's not. It's a bona fide. Of course, even if what is Igbo as well. We'll get into that debate later on. Let us go to the very eminent barrister himself, an attorney at law, Barrister Imam Mezu, please.
Director, I've already said good evening to our fellow Biafrans, our friends, and the well wishes of Biafrans and those who are in the press of Biafrans at heart.
Thank you very, very much. We are welcoming all of you. You are going to help in the piloting of the affairs this evening to make sure that we bring a remarkable news coverage and information, analysis and reporting to our people, wherever they may be on this planet, because this is Radio Biafra. There is no country on this earth where you have Biafrans that you cannot find somebody listening to Radio Biafra this evening. Some people listen to Radio Biafra in the open and are very proud of it. Some people listen to Radio Biafra in the secret. Some even hide in the kitchen and put something they use the earpiece to be listening to it, and you know, lying to their partners and saying, oh, they're listening to music. You are all welcome. Even those listening to us in secret, you are also welcome, because we are fighting for all of you. The only reason why Radio Biafra exists is to extricate, to remove, to dissect away from the corrupt edifice, from the zoo called Nigeria, to set the people of Biafra free from corruption, to set us apart from decadence, to set us apart from suffering, from humiliation, from suffering, from human degradation that goes on in that zoo called Nigeria. Wherever you are, we're welcoming you, because that is what we are all going to achieve together. We can't do it alone. We need the help of everybody on this journey. We commend everybody who has been doing their utmost best to ensure that the work that Radio Biafra is doing continues, that the help that Radio Biafra requires comes through to Radio Biafra unadulterated. All the time, you are the true heroes, not ourselves. We are here to serve you. We are your loyal servants. And as we keep saying all the time, we are here to do your bidding. We are here. If you want us to sweep the floor, we will. If you want us to dust the windows, that anything you want us to do, we will do, because we are your servants. We are here to serve you in truth and honesty, which is why and how Radio Biafra was founded. We are here to speak the truth and nothing but the truth. Some of it are very, very bitter. We must warn. They don't sound very pleasing and palatable. Some of them even sound so fantastic you may not believe them. But if you go with the fullness of time, with the benefit of research, you come to the realization that everything you hear on Radio Biafra is the truth. We report things that other people cannot and will not and will never dream of reporting. That is why we are different. That is why our genre of journalism is exceptional. People are copying what Radio Biafra is doing. These days, when they write news headlines, they will tell you the meaning of it. Here at Radio Biafra, we don't explain the news headline. We tell you the implications of the news and how it affects you as an individual. And here are our headlines this evening. We are reporting that Radio Biafra has scored a remarkable victory as the Senate of Nigeria finally releases the report on how Igbo sons were killed and their bodies dumped in Ezu River. Those who have been following Radio Biafra will know that this is our signature headline. We said we will not rest, we will not relent. We will not retreat until the full disclosure on Ezu River is made known, is made public to the entire world. We are today on that particular route once again. The Senate have released what I can only refer to as a partial result on Ezu River. Their report is not in full. We'll be going through the details in a short while, but this is a remarkable victory for listeners of Radio Biafra, for all the people that phoned in and cried and wept on Radio Biafra. This is a victory for you people, because at last the Senate has buckled, because they know we are relentless in our pursuit of the truth. They have released a partial report on Ezu River that nobody was talking about until Radio Biafra picked it up. We are going to continue until P2B releases the full autopsy. That is our next bus stop, is for P2B to release the full autopsy on how they killed our brothers. They are your brothers. They are my brothers. Fortunately for us, they are only young men. They died and their bodies dumped in Ezu River, some of them buried in mass graves. It was on Radio Biafra we heard that in Anambra there are many mass graves in Anambra. This evening we are proceeding, we are continuing, and unrelentless, we are marching on to go and discover the truth this evening. And that is our signature headline this evening, is a victory for Radio Biafra as Senate finally released the report on how Igbo sons were killed and their bodies dumped in Ezu River in Amansea, the border town between Enugu and Anambra State. We are also reporting this evening that the Federal Road Safety Commission or company, whatever they call it in Nigeria, the people you see with the blood, the red hat and brown top and red trousers, you see all over the place, all over the roads, extorting money from people, they are reporting. This is why Nigeria is a zoo. They are reporting that there are 1,600 vehicle accidents every month recorded where they are. Let's say, for instance, they are on Enugu Port Harcourt Express Road. They are recording only the accidents on that very stretch of the road. They will not deal with, say, for instance, the road leading from Umuahia to Owerri, or the road leading from Umuahia to, say, Ikotepene. No, not wherever they are stationed, they are reporting nothing less than 1,600 motor accidents every blessed month in the zoo called Nigeria. That is why we are telling people that if you don't fight for Biafra, if Boko Haram doesn't get you, you will suffer, you will die by another means. That is why we need to get away from there as quickly as possible. There is death everywhere in Nigeria. Death on the aeroplane, death on the road, death in your churches when you worship in the north, death at every point of your life, or as long as you are in that zoo called Nigeria. We are reporting this evening again that the Federal Road Safety Commission, these are not figures supplied by Radio Biafra, but by the Federal Road Safety Commission, that there are over 1,600 motor accidents you have all over the country. Now do the maths as to the number of fatalities involved in it. We are also reporting again this evening, which is quite interesting, that Chevron is planning to run away from Nigeria. The oil company Chevron is preparing to leave Nigeria. They are running the oil blocks they were allocated. They are auctioning it off to other oil companies. They are running because they know that Nigeria is breaking up, and it is going to break up violently. That is why we need to hurry. That is why we need to be prepared. That is why we need to be ready. If you don't know that Nigeria is breaking up, then I'm afraid there's something wrong with you. Nigeria is breaking up. Those that are in the know, the countries with the satellite in the sky, those that are privy to the intelligence emerging from Nigeria, are confirming through their own actions, through relocating their companies away from Nigeria, that zoo is about to collapse spectacularly. These are the headlines I'll bring you this evening. We have other very news in brief, so to speak. We are reporting that vigilantes are now fighting Boko Haram alongside JTF. We don't know if this news is correct or not, but it is being reported by reputable media organizations in the world, not from Nigerian newspapers. Anybody can bribe them and they can write whatever rubbish they want to write. We are reporting that vigilantes have joined the JTF to hunt down both those who are guilty and those who are innocent in the fight against Boko Haram. And Boko Haram have now resorted, as we reported a few days ago, to guerrilla tactics. They will employ hit and run. That will make it very, very difficult for the JTF to engage them in pitched battles. These are the news we are bringing to you this evening. And we will go very, very briefly to then bring you them in summary so that you can begin to appreciate what is happening in the big zoo called Nigeria. As we promised, Radio Biafra will bring you news if it affects Biafrans, if it affects the interest of Biafrans, wherever they may be on this planet. Please, this evening we are reporting that after months of relentless campaign by Radio Biafra on the issue surrounding the dumping of over 100 bodies in Izu River near Amansia, it has finally paid off as Nigerian government bowed to pressure and orders the release of the report many months after it was written. This report has been sitting in Abuja gathering dust. They have only sought it fit to release it. That is why Radio Biafra is important. That is why we will continue to put pressure on them. That is why we will continue to enlighten the entire world, not just our people. This is why we speak in English, so that other countries can understand the atrocities, the heinous crimes going on in that very zoo. In a report that posed more questions than it provided answers, the Senate report said it had uncovered the mystery surrounding the floating dead bodies found in Izu River in Anambra State. They have uncovered it. But Radio Biafra has been telling them how those people died. We know they were killed unceremoniously. We know they were killed extrajudiciously. We know we have all the facts waiting for them for the right time to release it. The report, however, underplayed the true number of bodies found in the river. Senate Joint Committee on Police Affairs and National Security and Intelligence investigated the discovery of the strange dead bodies on the river. We are telling them this evening that the bodies are not strange. They are the bodies of our brothers who were killed in cold blood and their bodies dumped in the river. They are not strange people. These are Igbo sons. They are not. There's nothing strange about them. We have their names. We have published it before. If you want us to do so again, we shall do so again. If you go to Radio Biafra archived reports, you'll be able to find them. We have the documented names of these people that were killed. It is not a question of saying they are strange. There is nothing strange about them. These are Igbo sons that were extrajudiciously killed without trial in a country that claims it practices democracy, killed without trial in a country where they churn out over 500,000 lawyers every blessed year. They killed in a country where there is a courthouse in each corner, them taking money from people, them accepting bribe from people and postponing and adjourning cases time after time in order to drag it out and make as much money as possible. This is what is happening in the zoo. The committee chaired by Senator Paulinus Igwe Nwago and Senator Mohammed Magoro presented shocking autopsy report of the bodies. This is what P2B has refused to release up until now. P2B has the substantive report. This is the minor report. These are other media houses reporting that they were shocked as to what was contained in this autopsy report. When people say they are shocked, they are talking about your own brothers, my own brothers, who were killed and their bodies dumped in the Zoo River. It could have been you. It could have been me. Anybody they get hold of, they kill. Anybody they come across, they kill. We are asking this evening, is this our portion in life? Is this what? Is it our inheritance for all the time to be killed by people from every corner of West Africa? Everybody who has been recruited by Hausa Fulani people to join the Nigerian army, to join the Nigerian police, their primary target is Igbo people, Biafran people. We'll be asking this evening why that is the case. Now, this is it. According to the autopsy report, 15 out of the 19 bodies we are seeing, these are the bodies that they recovered. We are going to ask the Senate of Nigeria this evening, how about those that P2B ordered? They took depositions from people where they claimed in the Senate report that P2B ordered for the bodies to be buried. P2B asked the police commissioner, directed the police commissioner to mass bury the bodies they discovered. So the 19 that they are talking about, we are the 19 that we are fished down river, not at the main place where the bodies were dumped on the express road. These 19 they are referring to are the 19 floating dead bodies down the river. Out of the 15 bodies they saw, they said 6 bodies had evidence of gunshots. The weapon used for all of the shots is a type of long-range rifle aimed at areas of the body, from the leg up to the kneecap, and some of them to the hips. And all the victims were dressed alike. They were all stripped naked. They were in their boxers or in their pants. What crime did they commit that they took away all their clothing and shot them to bleed and to hemorrhage to death? This is what is happening. This is torture, which is against international law. It is against international statute. It is against every norm of governance in any place that claim to be civilized. This is how they are killing our people where we come from. They shot them in the leg. And the suspect, so-called suspect, suspected cause of death is hemorrhage resulting from unattended gunshot wounds they sustained. Though the committee submitted a detailed report, it could not establish who did the killings. Maybe it is the angels from heaven that came and killed them. Nobody knows. Maybe angels are carrying guns in Nigeria. Nobody knows. They could not establish who killed them. But they could establish the fact that P2B ordered for the bodies to be buried. Why did he order for the mass burial of the bodies of our own people, of Igbo sons that were killed on Igbo soil and thrown into Ezu River? We warn them that we will not relent until the truth comes out. We want the full autopsy report to be published. The true identities of the victims were also not established by the committee, but we have their names. Some of them, their relatives came to testify. They wouldn't let them see the bodies. Some of them were buried in a haste. These are crimes of monumental proportions being perpetrated on Igbo soil, and we're keeping quiet, going about our businesses all over the world, pretending as if nothing is happening. This is hell being visited upon our people where we come from. The true identities of the victims were not established by the committee, but we are telling the Senate of Nigeria this evening that we have all their names. So don't worry, we know who they are. And now here is the very interesting bit. The movement for the actualization of the sovereign state of Biafra, MASOP, told the committee, this is a Senate report, not from Radio Biafra, MASOP told the committee that the victims were its members. I will repeat this thing so that people can understand the implications of it. MASOP admitted that the people killed and dumped us at Ezu River were its members. Now, who has been championing the case of Ezu River if not Radio Biafra? When people say that we are against MASOP, we tell them you don't know what you're talking about. We are for the truth, and the truth must be spoken. This evening, it is very clear from the Senate report that they managed to establish, based on the depositions given by MASOP themselves, that these were their members. Now ask yourself, what has MASOP done about the death of the people in Ezu River? What have they done? Are they complicit in the death of their own members? These are the questions we are asking this evening. When we ask these unpalatable questions, most people don't understand. The implications are there for everyone to see, that the Director General of the State Security Services in Anambra State told the committee that on January 19, 18 bodies were found floating on Ezu River. He said the Anambra... Listen very, very carefully. People must go to Radio Biafra website to read this, and you must forgive me for dwelling on this very case, because the implications of what is happening must be conveyed in its raw format for people to understand what we are talking about. The Director General of the State Security Services told the Senate committee on January the 19th, that 18 of the bodies were found to be floating on Ezu River. The same Director General of the State Security Services said that the Anambra State Governor, Peter Obi, who was informed immediately, cut short a foreign trip and returned home and ordered the bodies to be removed from the river and buried. This is in the statement in sworn affidavit by the Director General of the State Security Services in his submission to the Senate committee. He said that the strange development led to several conjectures, such as who dumped the bodies in the river? Were they security agents that dumped them? Or were they hired to fight in a war between Cross River and the Ebonyi State, where they were killed, but there were no signs of bullet wounds? Listen very carefully. The Senate committee report is telling us that they had bullet wounds in their own report, as I read previously. Now, the SSS that attended the scene of the crime is reporting that there were no bullet wounds. This is Nigeria for you. Senate committee report, they came, took the positions, they are lying. Now, the SSS is telling them in the same report itself, how can you draw a conclusion that people died from gunshot wound when you have sworn testimony from the state security services saying that the bodies were not shot? That is why we want to leave Nigeria. Everybody there is a liar. Every strata of governance, people are engaging in lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. That is why nothing can function. How can a Senate report draw inference from a deposition submitted by the state security services to arrive inexplicably at the conclusion that they died from hemorrhaging resulting from gunshot wounds? How they could have had the temerity to insert that these were Igbo sons hired to go and fight in a war between Ebonyi and Cross River. Now people can understand why they have to support Radio Biafra. If we had not been on air, this is what they would have been telling the whole world, that our brothers they killed in mass up, our brothers they slaughtered and put their bodies in the river, have somehow traveled to Ebonyi State to go and fight war with Cross River State. Then their bodies were transported all the way from the border between Ebonyi and Cross River State back to Amansea to come and throw in the river. Does that stand to scrutiny? Does that make sense to anybody born by a woman? Does that make sense even to animals? No wonder it is a zoo. We don't have time to go into more headlines, but we must touch upon the fact very, very briefly that people are dying on the road. Of course, it's Nigeria. It's built for death. People will always die every day, unceremoniously. It is sad. Very, very sad. Very, very sad. But we're telling you this evening that Chevron said on Tuesday that it is auctioning off the right it has to two offshore oil fields near the coast of Nigeria. It is the latest foreign oil company moving to divest away from Nigeria as regulatory uncertainty looms in the nation. What it means in simple English is that Nigeria is about to collapse. American companies are leaving, they are selling their stake and they are running away. The only those moving in are those supplying arms from Iran and Lebanon. Arms suppliers are the ones moving in. Companies are moving out of Nigeria. The company identified the two blocks as shallow water fields near the coast of Nigeria's Bayelsa State, which sits in the country's oil-rich Niger Delta. The company did not disclose what the estimated oil and gas reserves were for the fields, which includes the Ayala, Ato North, and Madu plays. Chevron described the sell-off as part of its Nigerian subsidiary's continuous process of portfolio evaluation and business prioritization. Of course, they will prioritize their business. Nobody wants to stay in a zoo and do business in a zoo. Even sometimes, animals in the zoo are uncontrollable as they're behaving in the north, courtesy of Boko Haram. The company offered no further details. They are running away from Nigeria. These are our headlines this very evening. And please, Barrister Mamezu, what do you make of what you have heard this evening before we go to Carol, please?
Director.
Yes.
Thank you for the whole episode of the information given to us this evening. There are quite a lot of them. I'll, in fact, leave our callers, the Afros, our friends, that are listening very carefully to give their own verdict. Because for a long time, we've been fighting to get the result of what's happened in the Izu River, which has been hidden, covered up, and papered in. Now that the whole evidence is seeping in gradually, we'll get the fullest report about this. The deaths of all our brothers who have been massacred and killed by our own people. I will leave the callers and those who have our interests at heart to decide on the reports which are already on the other side. But let me touch briefly about the deaths we record. Well, for Nigerians to record the deaths of what is happening on our roads. And you know that if they give you 1,000, 1 million is hidden. But what do we expect when the roads are not even done? Because all the governors and all the senators, they prefer flying from their state to another state. They don't want to go on road, so therefore it does not affect them. So all this will be hammering. We cannot stop until we see the end of the, Nigeria broken into pieces as it's about to be broken. Now, since we'll be talking about what is happening in that bloody country, I am so happy that the Biafrans who have taken note of what is happening to our people are coming to our aid. They are supporting. They are giving their support morally, financially, and otherwise. We are happy. We cannot relent. We cannot stop until we get the Biafra that must be actualized. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Please, Carol, what do you make of it? It seems we've lost Chidera. We'll try and establish contact. Please, what do you make from the headlines we're bringing this evening? Because Barrister Mamezi is saying that he is leaving it up to our listeners, up to the callers, up to the owners of Biafra, up to the listeners of Radio Biafra to pass their judgment on what is happening in Nigeria. Let nobody be in doubt as to why we want to leave. These are the reasons. When a Senate committee can sit and take the positions from people and in their ultimate report lie about it, the two contradictions are clear for everybody to see. The State Security Services is saying one thing. The report from the Senate is saying another thing. We want to find out why. They shot them, some of them, the ones they recovered after, or lied about it because they know they can tell now, turn around and tell us that we are fighting in Ebonyi and the Cross River. That's how they died. Whereas SSS said there were no gunshot wounds, that they were perplexed as to how those people died. And we told them, you suffocated them. You asphyxiated these men. They died a most painful, horrible death. They were denied oxygen and they went brain dead and they stopped breathing. That was how you killed them, because we know how you killed them. With Peter Obi, the Commissioner for Police in Anambra State, the entire security services of Nigeria, and with the complicity of the leadership of MASOP, you killed these young men. We will not forgive any of you. We will not forget what you have done, and vengeance shall be ours. Please, Carol.
Firstly, I'll come to the auto crashes that you discussed, the 1,600 auto crashes per month. I'm wondering why that they would suddenly come out with this. And then I read Operation Rainstorm will also address the road vices such as speed limit violation, overloading, etc., etc., etc. So basically, I think in my view, they're looking at a way to make money. They're now statementing this. Where did the 1,600 auto crashes come? Because we already know that they can't count. So, you know, because we've gone from 84 to 19, so they can't count. So how have they got 1,600 auto crashes? How do they know this figure? Because as far as I see it, Nigeria has no proper statistics. So, and I think this is just a ploy, because they're going to start bringing in regulations with speeding to raise money, because then now they're coming up to the new, for the new elections. With regard to the mass of killings, I wrote a big part on this actually today on the Facebook, because it is absolutely disgusting. They've gone from 84 bodies that we broadcasted that Nigerian confirmed, there was 84 found dead, and then it is now 19. The police governor says it's 19. The director general in the same statement to the same committee said it was 18. Does the director general not talk to the police? It's ridiculous. And
it's pathetic.
2 and 2, it makes 4, please, Nigeria. And they're using the same long-range rifle. Who carries long-range rifles? These are simple, you know, simple things to ask. I can't talk about MASOP and killings, because that Canoe River thing is just degradable. They shot people's legs, they shot their kneecaps, they shot up to their hips. This is what I said on a piece on Facebook. When I read that, it made me think of horror movies and gangster movies where they're torturing people to get information out of them. So that's obviously what they've done. They've tortured them, they've fired out their kneecaps, fired out between their legs, and any excruciable pain they can cause upon these, tortured these boys, and to get whatever evidence out of them, and then killed them off, executed them.
It's very, very sad. It's disgusting. That is what we're facing. That
absolutely disgusting.
In that zoo called Nigeria.
I cry for you people, I cry.
We don't need tears now, Carol. What we need is help from people to be able to stop this level of atrocity before it affects even the living.
When I say cry, I don't mean tears. I mean, I cry to say, you know, I can't do this on my own. Help! Come on now, let's get see some sense. Let's pull it together. Let's come out of this now. We've got the plan. We need to activate it. Everybody is against us, you know. I get hate mail every day. I get people telling me this. I'm causing World War III. I upset a woman's husband is not talking to her because she's Yoruba and he's Igbo. I get all kinds of crazy messages. It's time now. You need to get this transmitter so we can get the word across to everybody. We're in court. We're coming out of Nigeria. Nigeria's breaking. We already talked about the Chevron incident where they're pulling out the petrol. Chevron knows that that is breaking, and there's your evidence. They're all pulling out now. All the big boys will pull out because they're looking after their money.
Exactly. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Olubani. I'm calling from Republic of Zoo.
You're calling from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Go ahead. The world is listening.
All right, I want to greet all of you formally, and I want to say that the good Lord will bless every one of you over there.
Amen.
Number one, before I go on with my colleagues, I want you people to post for us on the Radio Biafra Facebook the account where we in Nigeria could give our little donation the way we can, because we have been trying to do all this. We can't get a study whereby we can give our own donation. So we would like for you people to post for us or announce it on Radio Biafra. This is the account number of any bank that we can be able to give our own donation. That is number one. Number two is that, please, I want to make a very important plea to you in Radio Biafra, London. I know you two are being a Christian, and we really in support of what you are doing. But we want you and the Marshal to please lay down your sword. I think this thing is being done by you, especially you and these people. I would like you people to come together. Let's forget our differences. Let's just put our differences away and come together and see what all of us can do, can achieve this. I told you last time, I said, anything, any group that is making it possible or trying to do anything to see that the Biafra Republic is in actual life and in support of them. So what I'm trying to say is, maybe it was Mahanu Kouma Niyonu or Mahanu Fufu. The way all these people are doing this way, this way, are doing this way, this way, we condemn this way, we are condemned this way, in fact, with this. I don't think that we can be able to make it, but if all of us can just shift ourselves, let us come to the table. Let us have a dialogue. Let us, you know, what is making a deal not to work? Let us try to do it. Because what is making a deal not to work is because they cannot come together, they cannot dialogue because of selfishness. So if the Biafran, if the Mossop, the Radio Biafra London, the Pile, and other people that can come together, let's sort this thing out and carry everybody along. I think the whole Igbo nation will stand up and join this great movement. Thank you very much for that.
I know you people are not getting us. We're talking about Ezu River. It's a good thing you mentioned cooperation and unity with MASOP. We are discussing Ezu River. Are you aware that the report from the Senate is out on Ezu River?
In fact, I was reading through the mail today and through Radio Biafra Facebook. In fact, you guys are doing a great thing. I know that it's the pressure from the Radio Biafra that makes the people to try to do everything they can to release the report. But it is not yet done. This is not what we want. We want the people that perpetrated that killed this innocent people, the people that killed our Biafra brother, we want them to be brought to the book. We want to know them. We want to know who do this and what happened, why they do this, and why this extrajudicial are killing all the crime against our people. Not only what we want, the report is not only what we want, but we want these people that have committed this offense to be caught, to be brought to the book and punished according to the law.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, my brother. We've had the advice you've given. But one thing I always say to people is that when our late leader, His Excellency General Odumegwu Ojukwu, found out that Ifeajuna was a turncoat, was a saboteur, he was court-martialed and he was shot dead. And that is the right thing to do. The leadership of MASOP is corrupt to the extent whereby they can never be reformed. They can never be reformed. They went to Senate committee and told the Senate, when Senate came to sit at Awka, that it was their members that were in the river. Masop did not champion the cause that Radio Biafra is championing today. Masop did not campaign for this autopsy report to be released. It was Radio Biafra that campaigned for it. They did nothing about it. Because they don't care about the lives of the people they waste. They don't care about the criminality they're involved in. All they care about is headline in the newspapers and to get more money from Nigerian government. A settlement. People cannot be working for PDP and fighting for Biafra. We will not have that. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. If you are involved in Nigerian politics, good luck to you. This is Biafra. Thank you very much for calling. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Let us go to Skype to take this call. Please give us your name, the caller on Skype, and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please.
Are you hearing me?
Very well, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Namde, my name is Obiora Nwodi from Ireland.
From Ireland. Go ahead, the world is listening to you. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to thank you for good work you are doing. I want to also thank your team for good work your people are doing. What I want to contribute, like the last caller mentioned about coming together. Last week, somebody suggested about calling Owazirike and discuss with Owazirike concerning this thing so that Owazirike will surrender. It's important because all this confusion Masob is causing here and there, which is making some people not even believe what we are doing.
Of course.
Yeah. So we need to call Owazirike. Maybe the leader of Radio Biafra may call Owazirike on round table and discuss with him so that he will focus the chieftaincy and politics he's doing so that we will carry on. And another thing I want to say concerning this particular Ezu River, which is the topic of today. This is why I'm saying it all the time, that we need action. Because all these politicians, especially this our governor, Peter Obi, if we did not deal with these people, then we continue with this evil act. When we are talking about people that die in Ezu River, I will say it's Peter Obi killed them. Because he's not doing the normal thing he's supposed to do. So he joined them to make sure that they bury the whole story and everything that concerned this our brothers, they killed. So, but when we start action, even sometimes I say it's not even good to exposing what we are going to do until we arrange what we are going to do. Come by surprise. Because many of them, especially all these politicians, our governors, they are the one causing all this problem here and there. We're supposed to do something quick before it's too late. Because if we are just talking, they think that we cannot do anything. I believe that time has come for us to take action against these people so that others will know that they think that maybe we are talking. And every time we are talking about Nigeria, or people that preaching about peace of Nigeria, well, we are not against peace in Nigeria, but we are not Nigerians. So let their peace continue. When they are preaching peace, it's not peace, it's because of what they are getting from Nigerian. That's why they are like they are supporting Nigerians. And if we did not deal with them, they run and join Nigerians. We continue what we are doing in Biafran land. I think time has come for us to take action immediately. And another thing I want to know, because here in Ireland, I don't know the leader. Like you are talking about the 10 people. Who is the leader here in Ireland?
The leader in Ireland, the number is not handy, but I'm sure that that they are listening. What we would like you to do is, if you volunteer, every volunteer have now gotten an email from us. Now, what we want you to do is to volunteer, or you can send us, you are on Skype. You can send us your details via Skype, and we can put it down and then be able to get in touch with you. We'll tell you who the leader is in Ireland. Thank you very much for calling us, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Let's take this call and see who is calling us. This is Radio Biafra. What is your name and where you are this evening?
Okay, this is Prince Chimeza. I'm calling from Abuja, Nigeria.
Prince Chima is here from Abuja in Nigeria. Yeah. Go ahead, the world is listening. Yeah. This is Radio Biafra.
All right. I'm calling on behalf of the Biafran National Youth League.
The Biafran National Youth League.
BNYL.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So we have been receiving complaints from Biafrans that they want to know us and our aim and mission. So we have heard and we have not seen any youth organization that is fighting for Biafra since this struggle began. The Nigerian government has stolen the half of our youth. If you look at the youth organization we have in Ibadan, they are fighting for the Nigerian government against Biafra. We decided to come together and back up this struggle for the sake of our people.
So
another thing we observe is that some Igbos are campaigning for Biafra for only five southeast states, which is not possible. We are not in support of that, because the Biafra National Youth League is made up of Igbos and the Niger Deltans, even some part of southwest Cameroon. So anybody who is campaigning for Biafra for only southeast states, we are not in support of that. Biafra is not just ego. So we are out to bring back that unity that has been stolen from us for the Nigerian government.
Yes.
The Igbos and the Niger Deltans must unite this time around, and it's that unity must start from our youth.
Yes.
So our aim is to extend this struggle to the riverine areas, the Niger Delta region, because some people see Biafra as an Igbo affair, because the agitation is mostly prevalent in the east and Igbo land, and put it that way. So we want to extend it to the Niger Delta region. Everybody must participate. That is our aim. We agitate in Igbo land, we also agitate in Bakassi, we also agitate in other core Igbo states. So our focus is mobilizing the youth in and outside Igbo land. That's our focus.
Yes.
From Delta, from Abo to southwest Cameroon. We must have to be united. Because one of the things taking us back is a lack of unity among our youth, not beside the Igbos and the Niger Delta. So that is our aim, to extend this struggle to the riverine areas. The mistake of the past has been done. That's one we don't know about it. We are still young youth growing up. So since the elders have refused to unite us, tell us the reason why the elders have said, we the youth now can, I think we can handle that ourselves. We must have to come together to back up this struggle.
Yes.
So the strategy, our plans and everything, we are not going to reveal that. Because we are still planning to inaugurate this group officially on the 3rd of August in the Niger Delta region to Tako. So I am also using this opportunity to invite our people, our Biafrans, the youth, come and identify with us that day on the 3rd of August.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well for a young person. It's a good thing. Right. What you said is valid. But I must make it abundantly clear to yourself and to your team that you have Bilier Human Rights Initiative, you have Biafra Liberation Council. We now have these youths coming up, which is very good. But you must be under authority. You must be under authority, and by which I mean under the supervision of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, and I will tell you why. Before we started Radio Biafra again, before Bilier Human Rights Initiative came into existence from London here and we took it home, we agreed on one thing and one thing alone. We must go back to the ancient ways of our ancestors, how we are governed. We are governed by a collegiate, by a group of wise people. Even if you're young, it doesn't matter. You can be an elder, even if you're 16 years old, because there is a saying where we come from, which we practice. So it doesn't matter your age. You can be a member of the Council of Elders. We don't want any renegade group. We don't want people who are uncontrollable. Radio Biafra submits its will to the Council of Elders. They are our wise people. They came out to support us. The reason why they are coming out now is because they know they have sufficient power behind them. If they had come out before, all these criminal politicians would have ganged up and killed all of them. But they know these days is no longer possible. So these men can come out. So I applaud what people are doing. The Radio Biafra editorial board applauds what you're doing. The entire Biafran family all across the world are very happy that our youngsters, our youths are coming up. But we don't want anything rowdy. We want everything to be coordinated properly and planned. So thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you very much. Before I go to Barrister Emmanuel, that is a caller waiting on Skype, and we've also reestablished contact with Chidera. We'll go to her. Please give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. Can you hear us? They are not following what we are saying, which is very sad. Please, Barrister Mamezu, what do you make of what you've been hearing so far by way of pressy, by way of summary? What is your assessment, please? Barrister Mamezu, are you there? No, we may have lost his line. Please, it's Chidera. Are we able to get hold of you? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, please, go ahead. We lost you a while ago, and you weren't part of the summary of the headlines. What have you made so far from what you've been hearing?
Okay, well, I started listening about 10 minutes ago. So, what I've heard so far, I'm very disappointed in the MACOP leaders that they're not even able to know that part of people that died in the Ezurifa are their members. That means they don't even care about those people. If you don't care about the people working under you, I really wonder what kind of leadership or what kind of example that you're showing. So that's not very good at all. That's what I've been able to make so far.
Okay, thank you very much. And Carol, what is your, are you of any contrary opinion? What is your assessment given? I know you've been working with these youngsters. You've been talking to them. You've been speaking to them. What do you make of what they've had to say publicly this evening?
Yeah, I've actually spoken to many young groups because of what the elders said about no anarchy, that we don't want any violence or any criminality, that we must, you know, conform to the elders while they're in court. And so I've spoken to many youth groups, and I'm really glad that the BNYL were brave enough to call in. I mean, they sound like grown men, not young boys. They are, this is the voice of the youth, and this is why we do it. We do this for the next generations to come. It may seem that the elders, you know, have forgotten you, but they haven't. It's just that they have had to sit back before, like Nanamdi was saying, that before they can come out and show themselves like they have now. Now we are here. We are in full force. It's taken time, but, you know, like we say, if you can't do a job properly, don't do it at all. And this is what we're doing.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hi, it's Teriana Gondu calling from Liverpool.
Yes, Teriana.
Hi, I called a few days ago.
You did.
I'm just calling because of the Mossad that's been massacred in Anambra. I just want to know why it's not being reported by the UK. I mean, it's disgusting. It's something that should be publicised widely. I mean, my husband, he's worked close with the police in Nigeria before he came to the UK. And he's seen firsthand what they do to innocent people for fun in the name of the law. And I'm thinking how we can get it into British media, because people need to see what's going on.
Yes, I wonder if Barrister Mamezu can answer that question. The question is a very simple one. Why are foreign media not reporting the death of our brothers who were asphyxiated, suffocated, and dumped into Ezu River, that Peter Obi came back and gave the order for the mass burial of some of them? Only 19 were left. Out of that 19 that they found, they are claiming that they died by going to Ebonyi State to go and fight Cross River people. Our sister is asking from Liverpool, why aren't other foreign media reporting this very incident?
Yes, Director, thank you for coming back to me. The answer is very simple. The Nigerian media or other foreign media will not report anything that is coming from Nigeria because most of them have been bribed to their teeth. They have been bribed so that the nation, the whole world, will not know what is happening with the Biafrans. Because if the whole world realized what is happening in that zoological country or nation, like, of course actions will be taken. And you and I know the reason why most of this information are well covered. So that those who are milking the oil, those who are enriching themselves from the oil proceeds will carry on doing what they are doing. It's an obvious case that most news coming from there are covered up. If not Radio Biafra, how would the information start slipping out gradually? If not Radio Biafra, how would we know that people be ordered the massacre of these people? Now, he ordered their massacre, and when he was told, he ordered for them to be mass buried. Why is to cover any information so that he will not be found out? But the Bible says that nothing is hidden under the sun. That is one point. There was a caller who called two people before Triana from Liverpool. He was talking about the youth leader. What I thought you would have given him is the telephone number of the Council of Elders or their details.
They have it already. It's been given to them. I think Carol has given it to them. Carol, you've given them the
anything they want, they can ask me. They all have my number. No? They all message me.
Okay, yes. They'll get it.
Please, Carol, don't wait for them to ask you. They are youth. Give them the information as they have already made the request, asking for everybody, every youth, wherever you are in Biafra land, to join them on the 4th of August. Please supply them the information needed so that no mistake is made, so that they are not doing anything on their own, so that they are protected by Bilier Human Rights Initiative law, and they have got the right to seek and campaign for the actualization of Biafra. That is true. Third, there was a guy who called about the unity which I preached about between all those who are fighting for Biafrans and Masob. Now, what I will suggest are two things. One, we have to send the Council of Elders to go and meet Wazurike, asking him to comply with the rules and regulations of those who are truly seeking for the actualization of Biafra. No breakups, no sabotage, not in any way, shape, or form. And to give them the clear guideline, if violate any rule by coming out in one little portion or in a mushroom umbrella society, they will be extricated, they will be castrated, they will be moved away from any group campaigning for Biafra. And lastly, the Council of Elders should go and look and seek and talk to all our governors, asking them on whose side are they leaning on. All this information should be made clear to them so that they will not say, did you ever send any delegate to us? Because anything I'm doing legally, I have to make sure that I cover my back. I have to make sure that I cover and is or are, so that there won't be any loophole for you to hold on me that I made a mistake somewhere. Please, Director, these things have to be arranged. The Council of Elders, we have to meet all our governors in the Eastern State, be it South, South, or South, which I hesitate to use that language. I prefer Eastern Region. And Eastern Region are those in the lower Benue, are the Biafrans. Meet them and talk to them, one on one, and get the Masop people, even if you have to be there, their headman was written, talk to him, are you ready to comply? Are you ready to come in line with what those who are actually and truly seeking for the actualization of Biafra? Once all this has been established, they would not say they were not.
Thank you very much. But what I have to add there very quickly before we return to our sister is that he has already done a deal with the devil. When you promise the devil something, you must deliver. Anybody engaging in Biafran struggle and involving Wazirike is bound to fail. He has been compromised. In freedom fighting, you don't compromise yourself and then you come back. That person becomes a double agent, becomes an ocean provocateur. Before you know it, everything collapses. It has never happened before. What happens to people that betray their own people because of money is only one thing. They should not live to enjoy that money. It's as simple as that. Wazirike is a traitor to our people. He has collected money from Nigeria. he did not speak against his against Nigeria when his own members were killed because Peter Obi gave him money. He knows that very well. He cannot speak and implicate Peter Obi. He knows that very, very well. Because of the money he has taken, he has sacrificed the blood of our people, sacrificed 12 on Saturday over a stupid, ill-conceived, ill-thought-of, ill-executed sit-at-home. Here we are here today. Where is the Biafra we are promised? It's nowhere to be found. The truth must be spoken. We want unity, but we want to unite under truth and honesty, not deception. I will not unite with somebody who is a criminal. I will not unite with somebody who sacrifices Igbo blood because they want money. I will not unite with them. If there is a decision of the world to unite with them, I will say good luck. I will not unite with a criminal. Radio Biafra, myself personally, will not taint myself by association with a man that has blood on his hands. Blood he poured away because he wanted money from people. Anybody who values money over the lives of fellow Biafrans is not fit to be a Biafran, is not fit to be alive, should be dead and buried. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Can you turn your system down? We say this all the time. Turn your system down, please, and speak to us via Skype if you're interested. He is not listening. He is not listening. We have this all the time. People don't listen when we tell them something. Turn your system down. Speak to us via Skype. Do not talk to us via your radio. Do not talk to us via any other means. Turn it off or turn it down. I don't know why you would call us, please. Let us see if Chidera is still there. No, we'll go to the caller, the next caller on the line, please. Give us your name and where you are, please. That this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, Mr. This is Okechukwu from London.
Yes, go ahead, please, Okechukwu. Go ahead.
Yes, people are talking about reconciling with myself and all that. My only suggestion on that one is we have strong, powerful people in our land now, which the elders. We don't need people coming out on, start calling on the phone to be united with MASOP and all that. We have people, the elders, that guide us now. The only thing that we need is these elders, for them to call Wazirike, for him to come down wherever he hang himself, come down to answer the elders of Igbo land, the question they will throw to him. Because they need to ask him some questions and all that. There are many questions that they have to ask him for him to answer. Because this is a man that is, doing all this evil. And there is no way we can reconcile with that man. If that man reconciled with Biafrans, at least I will pull myself out from anything concerning Biafra. That man needs to be hanged. People should be talking about how to hang the man and how to pick all his children wherever they are and kidnap them and kill them. And all these people, even P2B, all of them, all their kids, they are in trouble. Even if they are in the United States of America or other country, anywhere they are in trouble in this surface. Because all these people, they will go through hell. They will go through what they sold in that land. Because these people, they have finished us. The world will know what these people are doing. And quickly, we have to be speaking everything evil concerning Wazirike, P2B, and the other governors in Biafra land. These people are too. They are the spinners doing the evil. They need all the information. Now our youth are getting up. We have to speak out that everybody, all their kids, anywhere they are in this world, will have to be treated. We have to test them because they won't go free after everything they cost there. Then their kids will be living in heaven. No heaven for them. These people will pay what they did. I spoke it and I said it open. I will come out in Trafalgar Square and say it.
Thank you very much.
I'm angry this evening. I don't want to speak too much because this country, they have to be listening to Radio Biafra right now because something is burning. These people are killing us. Our own people are there killing us and hiding everything, nothing to show the world. So we have to do something now. Every Biafra has to get up and do something.
I agree with you. Thank you very much. I agree with you totally and in total. Let us see what Chidera makes of this. Chidera, is your line secure? Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Please, what do you make of what you've heard so far from the callers?
Well, I can see that most of them are complaining still about the same thing, which is the leadership of Mazop, which is rather corrupt, like I said the other time. And for the people that are saying that we need to be united with Mazop, I think the members in Mazop that are wise enough should emulate what we are doing here if they're really serious about getting Biafra. Because it's only in truth and in honesty that we can get Biafra, not through corruption.
Through corruption. Anybody advocating uniting with a corrupt person, as my brother said, Okezie, is it Okechukwu? I will do the same thing. I will withdraw from the Biafran struggle. Biafra is a spiritual calling. It cannot be tainted. Once your hands are soiled with corruption, once you aspire to acquire material wealth at all costs, no. It's not what we are here for. We are here to get our freedom. After that, you can do whatever you want to do. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Kashuku Zemba.
Yes.
Again, I thank you for your good work. But
thank you.
There's something I want to say about the P2B and the River State as well. These people, I told you before, these people are virus. And they know they are virus. The only thing that the justice will come at the right time. Time shall come when the justice will take place. But the last person that said about the keys of Marcel Wazwick and the P2B, we don't have to put those innocent keys in danger. We have to, they are safe and secured. They are therefore, whatever a father does, go to him. Whatever a child does, you go to him. I'm not in support of paying a child against what his father has committed. No, I'm not in support of that. Whatever P2B committed, he will face it. Whatever Wazwick committed, he will face it, not his family, not his kids. This one, that's one. So what I do, I want to talk about the River State. Every time we talk about this, some people call, they say, oh, if River people are following us, they want to join Biafra, and this makes me crazy. Who are the rivers? What is this name Rivers? Where does this name Rivers come from? This idiot, the drunkard that we call himself Rivers, that came to a country having no respect, under the gunpoint, kneel our elders down and give them the names they want that he likes, and say, "This people are new Rivers. This people you are larger data." And our people, young people who are supposed to take accepted and still believing on it, we forget where they come from, where the history started. Forget what is the original name. Keep the original name on that stone. And take what the Lugard, what an Ephraimah have come to impose on him, on them. To make them say we are Niger Deltas, we are Rivers. Forgetting what you are, Alawama, they have Obingo. Obingo, the heart of Igbo. Forgetting your answer, I believe our ancestors will be angry with these people, believe me. Our ancestors will be angry with them because our ancestors were facing intimidation and they believe the hope on the new generation that they will restore this glory back. And if the generation are disappointing them, I believe they will be disappointed on us if we cannot do something about that. This is why I said before, we need to go back to our language because there is no any successful country without their language. Tell me, when one empire was ruling, ruled all Europeans. Did the Roman Empire impose names of Italy, say, and Germany, you've been for so long time, now you have to be called Juventus, or Greek, you have to be called Rome, you have to become a Roman, or whatever names, whatever. They ruled Europe before Roman Empire, but they restored the dignity of the country, the tradition of that country, and keep their language. They came to us and they want to just vanish our language, our history, and everything about us. And our young youth couldn't see something in this kind of in this in this in this mess.
Yes, but that is why...
We are proud of keeping Niger Delta rivers, forgetting our original dignity.
I agree with you. Thank you very much. But one thing we must make abundantly clear this evening from what our brother is saying is that there is need for us to go back to the original names, these areas we are called. For those who are not conversant, for those who we are born in the township, for some of us that we are born in the village, we know what their names are. But Harcourt is called Iguocha. That is the meaning of, because of the white sandy beaches, that is their name. I think we'll make a recommendation that from today we will address Port Harcourt as Iguocha. If you're writing on Radio Biafra Facebook page, if you're submitting an article for publication on Radio Biafra website, we are reverting back to the ancient names these places had before the Europeans came. The name of Port Harcourt is Iguocha, Iguocha. That is the name. The place you call Niger Delta or Delta State, it's called Anioma. That is the name. If you don't want to call it Anioma, do not write to Radio Biafra. If you write any post containing Delta, it will be deleted. If you submit any article with Delta on it, it will be deleted and it will be removed instantly. We must go back to our names. Even our young ones are picking up all these minor idiosyncrasies. Niger Delta, Delta people, River. Who are Rivers people? There is a River Thames in London. Are there people from Rivers in London? There is the Mississippi in America. Are there Mississippi people? Or the Nile, people of the River Nile? It does not make any sense. That is why Nigeria is a zoo. That is why we despise Nigeria. Nigeria is a place that makes any sensible person sick. For you to call yourself a Nigerian means you are not well. It's a zoo, okay? It's a useless country. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello, your name, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. Incredible. How somebody can be here and not say a word is beyond me. Please, Barrister Mamez, are you there?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Yeah, please, what do you make of this idea that we go back to calling all these areas their original names? When instead of us to say Akwa Ibom, we say the Ibibio people. Instead of us to say Cross River State, we say Efik people. Instead of us to say Rivers people, we say people from Iguocha. Instead of us to say Delta, we say Anioma. What is wrong with that? Why don't we go back rather than every day we're having this very funny debate? Are Delta people included? Are Rivers people included? The Rivers is not their name. Maybe if they understand their Igbo roots, if they call them Iguocha, which is their name, they understand where they come from. Say people from Obi Igbo. If they understand where they come from, maybe we'll not have all these problems.
Yes, Director, what you said is absolutely correct. But I still think that there is time for all those places to be renamed. And the time that is when Biafra are seated, when we've got our constitution, when we are in reign in our own particular kingdom, we have to rewrite all those things that have been rewritten by our conquerors and those who amalgamated us together. There is time for us to go back to drawing boards. Time will come when we become back original, because those who colonized us brought confusion and delusion into our land. And for us to rewrite this, we will need the authority that we are seeking. Once we go back to Biafra, it will be very easy for us not only to be mentioning it, but to write it on a board and place it back. This is the originality of where we started from. These are the names that we're supposed to know our regions for. Not Port Harcourt, not South, and fix that name. We go back to our originality, Eastern region, how we used to be, and the way we are. All these things will take time, but it will surely come.
Thank you very much. Let us take this call before Carol comes in, please. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening. My name is Chibiko Palok. Am I live on Radio Biafra?
You are live on Radio Biafra. Go ahead. The world is listening to your voice. Please go ahead.
Thank you, my elder brother and Nana Kano. I want to thank all of you again, and not to take much of your time, I understand that the major discussion today is about negotiating with the leaders of Zimasov.
That is correct, yes.
They are suggesting. I want to make this categorically clear. When somebody called the Biafra and make a suggestion that the Biafra we are seeking should have a round discussion with the likes of the leader of Masop, who is established as a corrupt person, what it means is that that person has not really understand the kind of Biafra we are seeking. That person is still of the opinion that the Biafra we are seeking is just for us to come out of Nigeria and just go to another local, I mean a geographical location, and start living like Nigeria.
That's correct.
And it draws our attention to what happened to the Israelites when God brought them out of Egypt. He allowed them to spend about 40 years in the wilderness to get the spirit of Egypt out of them. If somebody calls and says we should have a round discussion with a corrupt person, what that person is still telling you is that the spirit of Nigeria is still in that person. Because the government we are still seeking is a country that will be established under laws and good regulation. And if we want to know that, we cannot be talking about having negotiation with somebody whose activity is corrupt in our verification. So I want to advise, when somebody come and give that kind of suggestion, what we should ask them is that, are you telling us that the activity of our sub-leaders is something that is good to be recommended? So if it is good to be recommended, that's when we should be talking about having a negotiation with them. So I want to ask that kind of person, if we are saying we have to have a negotiation with the likes of that leader, what would the topic of the negotiation be? Will we be telling them, okay, please, join us in what we are saying, just hide your corrupt people, so when we move over to Biafra, you continue with activities. I don't want to be hearing that. I'm driving at the moment, but once I heard that, I said, I want to make this call and establish this fact that we, the Biafra, must allow the spirit of Nigeria to get out of us first, before we now think about getting a Biafra. That would be good for all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well spoken. I could not have put it any better myself. You have spoken eloquently. That is one of the finest calls I have ever had, because it is brimming with a lot of common sense. There is no way you can do a deal with somebody who is a saboteur. You don't do that. Ojukwu killed, shot Ifajun. Ifajun had died because he was a saboteur. You now want us to allow saboteurs in? No. We wouldn't have that. This is Radio Biafra. They call on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. They call on Skype. They have gone. Please, let us see if Chidera is still there. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
I am now in, I have the contact of the guy in San Francisco that is willing to host.
You have the contact details of the person in San Francisco. All these people, yes, that are attempting to host Radio Biafra, have you told them that they will have to, once we are in United States, if, say, for instance, we are in Atlanta and we are in California, you want us to come, they have to pay for our tickets to come to take our equipment to their place. Are they aware of that?
I will tell him right now. He's at work. So I will tell him when he comes back from work. He said I should contact him.
Okay. Anybody contacting you, that this is not Ogenendi, but this is Radio Biafra. If you want Radio Biafra to come to your area, there are some conditions, criteria you must fulfill. You must be able to ensure that you can get us and our equipment down to your place. That is number one. Number two, you must be able to organize our people around you. We are not just coming to see you and your wonderful family. We are coming to also see our people who are living around you, because wherever Radio Biafra goes, we live a spirit of oneness, of unity, of those that believe in truth and honesty. Not criminals. We don't want criminals. We don't want people who love money more than their own lives to be part of what we are doing. If you love money so much, please go to Abuja, go to Lagos. Do what Peter B is doing. Do what the leadership of Masop is doing. For us, we believe in the truth. And we will die speaking the truth. So please make sure that they get this very information direct and clear. That with Radio Biafra, we are spending nearly 1 month in America. We will tour everywhere that is tourable. We will make our ultimate, we will make it our goal that there will be a new focus, a new unity, the way there is in Israel, the way they are in Australia. We will bring the same force of goodness to our people in the United States, but only on one thing, on the truth. We want people that speak the truth and stand on the truth morning, noon, and night. If you love money, this brand of Biafra is not for you. If you're going to compromise, what we are doing is not for you. We are going all the way to get our freedom. Thank you very much and keep doing the good work that you're doing. Yes, Carol, is everything okay on Facebook? We didn't grow very well today. What happened?
I wasn't on it today. And we slacked on members. I did have one member this morning that asked me to take his email and add him in. But other than that, and also, this is another point. Somebody called me today and asked to join the group. They are an Igbo, big, large Igbo group. The man's from Lagos. I asked him if he was on the Facebook at our group, Radio Breath group, and he said no. And he hadn't heard of our website. He'd actually heard of us through another member because he wanted one of our hats that's coming out, our caps that are coming out.
Yeah, the one that's by design, yes.
Anyway, I looked at his Facebook page, and our mutual friends are our regular faces on Facebook. I am not happy. You are supposed to have added in all your friends. If you have added in all your friends, I would not be seeing your faces on this man's page because he would have already been added into the Radio Biafra group. So you're all liars out there. You're all telling me you've added everyone and some of you have not. I know who the true hearts, you know, of Biafra are. If you can talk the talk, walk the walk. That's what they say.
Thank you very much. Some people are saying they have added their friends, but they have not. And these are the type of liars that we are going to take into Biafra with us. People who will come in the public and say one thing and go behind and do another. As our brother said, we want to get the spirit of Nigeria out of ourselves. We want to be cleansed from this idea, from this notion, from this stupidity of lying and deceiving people, thinking we are smart. You are not clever when you're lying. Imagine, you think you're cheating other people, but you are nothing. You cannot come and say that you are going to do something and you don't do it. We are fighting to get ourselves away from Nigeria. The only thing that God in heaven is asking us to do is to be truthful, is to be honest, not just to ourselves, but with one another, to be as transparent as possible. If we are not transparent, there is no way our brother could have decided on his own in America to do all it takes to make sure that our transmitter comes. We are getting our transmitter so we can take the truth to our people. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening. My name is Valentine. I'm calling from London.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
Thank you. Once again, let me first thank you, Nambi, and the whole team of Radio Biafra. Wonderful job. We're all proud of what you're doing.
Thank you.
I'm very happy that all the Radio Biafra has applied on by talking about the Zoo River has yielded some results. It also goes to prove that everyone is listening, let's hope that we go on further to get those who perpetrated this evil act and have them nailed, with the law. I just want to say again that there are a need for our Council of Elders of the Indigenous Club Biafra to try and also get some of the elders of some other nationalities, either from the Fiki BBO side, from the Nioma side, from the Banki side, from the Doma side, so that elders from there can also, we can have names of those who are elders from that side, who are part of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, so that, together they can also be liaising with each other, so that unity can, have a grassroots foundation. I also want to say that so many people are of the opinion that some of our people don't know their original names. It has taken, if one goes back to when they started calling the River State, River State, many people that were born into that state probably do not have that history. I feel that everything has got a time. Once we get the referendum in which our people and areas are comprised of Biafra would vote in and decide and massively say we want to be out of Nigeria, and the United Nations ratifies it, and the countries begin to recognize it as a sovereign state, all the different ethnic nationalities will come together and decide on what needs to do in terms of how we want to live, what government we have to practice, how what kind of government and how do we want to have this country. What is it, a confederation or whatever? What name do they want to call the United States of Biafra or Republic of Biafra, whatever? That time will come. Remember, for instance, that when Laurent Kabila, the late Laurent Kabila in Congo, overran the Mobutu Sese Seko, he named Zaire from Zaire, and he gave it the original name, which is Congo. He also changed their flag to their original flag, you know, because he had them the complete authority of both the people, and he had the authority, you know, support of the whole people. So I believe that there are certain things that we need to be done at the right time. I also want to mention about people who are talking about Mossob leadership. Mossob as an organization has executive and general assembly. They are hearing what is happening. If they are listening, which I hope they are, they can see that their leadership, their problem is not the whole Mossob, their leadership. They need to change their leadership by themselves. I would advise that anybody talking about us mixing up with the corrupt, some people have called and said it earlier on, we are not talking about having another country that would be a photocopy of the zoo. No, this is not the reason why we joined this very, or most of us are in this. We want something that is, that makes sense, so that we can move along with the rest of the world. You can't live in a country where there are people who are, like a country where people who are 60 years, 70 years old, they have never seen a washing machine in their life. They don't know how it looks like. You can't move away and start continuing with corruption and continue with the same horrible things you are doing. So we cannot sit down with someone who has got blood of Biafrans, who has gone to take money from the other side, who has sold his soul, who is not interested in the lives of the young men he has sent outside, if they are killed or whether they come home, he's not interested. The whole antics of this gentleman, I'm sorry to even use the word gentleman, he doesn't speak well, so we can't start having a meeting with him.
Valentine, sorry, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
I keep going back to questions all the time because our people must understand why you have questions is to clarify something.
Yeah.
I would have thought that the essence of freedom fighting is to protect the lives and property of your people. After all, that's why we declared independence in 1967 from Nigeria. That was what our late leader said, to secure our lives and our properties.
Yes.
How can you, as a leader of a so-called liberation movement, your members were suffocated and they died, and you have not mentioned them, not for once? Over 100 people. And you claim, you see, what I find astonishing is that people claim that they are fighting for us. And I'm saying, you are not fighting for me. They say, they have been to prison. I have been to prison. If you put me in prison if I was into money, and you put me into prison for 2 years, and you give me 1 billion when I come out, I will give you 4 years. I will say, leave me here for 4 years. Because people will work all their lives and die, and they can't even make 100,000 tokens of 1 million or 1 billion. Yeah. Our people must understand something. As you have said, as our brother said previously, the new Biafra we are building is not a Biafra that will be the carbon copy, as you put it, the photocopy of Nigeria. Hell no, it will not happen. Instead, let us remain in Nigeria. We cannot have somebody who is lying every blessed day of his life. You will come and lie. You send thugs to go and harass and steal from their own people. You say, other people infiltrated. The people that came, do you see Yoruba people leaving Yoruba land to come to Onitsha and set up roadblock in Onitsha?
No.
Is it Hausa people that will leave Hausa land and come to Onitsha and set up roadblock in Onitsha to be collecting money from people? And incriminating people? And harassing people? This is what happens when you allow lies to get into your bone marrow. It has a way of destroying you. The same thing happened in Nigeria. Nigeria, the first lie about Nigeria was to rig the census. From 1953, the day they lied and said that the northerners were more than the southerners in Nigeria and gave power to them, Nigeria became a ticking time bomb.
Mr. Smith exposed that part of
us. As simple as that. You don't start anything with lies. MASOP is a bed of robbers and rogues and liars. If you allow them to continue, you will not get Biafra. If they want, we can stay, stand back and watch. What they are waiting for is in their criminality that Nigeria will unravel, that Boko Haram will help them to unravel Nigeria. What I say to them is this. If we are not prepared and Nigeria collapses, I ask people to go to Google and type in Somalia.
It will be like it worse than it is.
Every family in Somalia has a roadblock with AK-47. Worse will happen where we come from. That is why we need to manage this separation very well. And in the process, remove every criminal, regardless of who you are. You can hide under Biafra. Let me tell them how. Do they know how HIV works in the body? The virus that causes AIDS. Do they know how it works? When it enters into the human body, do you know where it hides? It hides behind the retina on the eye to study the body very well. Do you know why it's hiding there? It is the only place your white blood cell will never attack. It will go there and hide and study the, and when it studies the pattern of the behavior of your white blood cells, it will then code itself to mimic, to be able to resist it. It will pretend and tell your white blood cell that I am part of you, and they allow it in and will start to destroy it. It will convert it into its own self. That is what they are doing. You hide behind Biafran flag and you are committing impunity. And you think because of Biafran flag we will leave you alone. You are mistaken. It will not happen. It will not happen. It will not happen. If you like, be my father. If you like, be my mother. If you still under the name of Biafra, we will expose you for who you are. They are the ones stopping us from moving forward. He goes and dines with Goodluck Jonathan. He goes to Peter Obi's house and collects money and cannot speak about mass burial in Anambra State. What type of freedom fighter are you?
I support you completely. All what you said, I support. And so, the Mossop organization, our brothers and sisters that are members of it, they should purge Mossop leadership. That's just the problem. Once they purge their leadership, then they can now rejoin. The leadership is, they should not say, they can't sit down and watch a man that is spilling blood. We cannot rub minds with such a person. I'm sorry.
Impossible.
We cannot go up now with such a person. He's got blood in his hands. They should purge the organization, the leadership, especially this man that his name every time rings the bell every day. He's not the only one in Mossop. But why is this them always going? Because he's the leader. So if he has led them wrongly to the wrong place, they need to kick him out, get someone else, and then we flow. Simple. They shouldn't be expecting us to go and rob. He's the one that needs. They need to clean their house. Mossop needs to clean their house. Radio Biafra will not clean Mossop's house for them. The youth will not clean Mossop's house for them. But we will expose anyone, whether it's in Radio Biafra or in the youth movement or in Bilie or in BZM. If you are corrupt and you think you can just kill and do all this impunity and go scot-free, in the past, yes, now, we will expose you and we will have nothing to do with you. I support you, Director, and thank you all for what you're doing. God bless you. God bless Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Yes, Carol, before we go to Barista.
Yeah, I'm getting lots of messages on Facebook, and I want to clarify a few things, right? A lot of people are saying that we're all about the money now, that the groups, this is all they do, they're all about the money. We are not about the money. The money is not held in London anymore. It's now gone to the group. It's going to the groups in Australia, and they are the treasury, and they are the ones that send out the money. They send the money for the court cases, for all these court filings and everything that the elders have to do. They fund all the media. It goes towards the things that we have to do. It is not held with us. Because of the independence, because we know already the corruption that has been done to these people over money. Please have the understanding. We are not begging for money. We are asking you to support the people. We are one family, whether you are Delta, IMO, Anama, Masob, all, excuse my pronunciations, Abia, Inugu, whatever these states are, all these states, you have representatives in these states, mass of people that want to come out. All we don't want, we will not have the lies, the deceit and the greed. If there is a member at Radio Biafra that is lying and he is greedy, we will get rid of him. He's out, gone.
We will expose
ourselves.
Even expose the person, even myself included. I don't want, when I'm caught red-handed doing something I'm not supposed to do, compromising the struggle, somebody will say, oh, forgive him, he was our director before, oh, please leave him. No, don't pity me. I don't need pity. If I am found to be corrupt and compromised, you do to me what they do to traitors. But all I ask you to do is to present the evidence you have against me before the public opinion. If I'm convicted, I will gladly submit myself. The evidence against Owazurike is overwhelming, if anybody cares to look into it. But that is not what we're here this evening. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Good evening, Namda. I'm Chike, calling from Italy.
Yes, Chike from
Italy. I just want to put in my contribution on this issue of Owazurike, because we have said a lot about him. I think it's not important to continue to talk about this man. What we have to do is to find a way to force this man to give up his struggle, because he cannot continue. We have to find a way to make him give up his struggle, because if we want to build a new Biafra, it has to be based on truth and honesty. Owazurike has committed a lot of atrocity against the struggle, using Biafra name, using Biafra flag. We have to force him to give up the struggle. There is no way we can sit down with such a person in form of dialogue or eyeball to discuss whatever. He has to give up the struggle. That's my take on this issue.
Thank you very much, and very, very brief one at that. Let us see what Barrister Mamezu is making of this. We want to return to Ezu River, if you may. Barrister Mamezu, we want to go back to Ezu River to discuss, because we want the full autopsy results to be released. That is what we want. They can connive all they like. We know these are mass-up members who were killed. Radio Biafra is campaigning for them. So that when people say, oh, they're against this group, we are not against them. It is Radio Biafra campaigning that made it possible for the Senate result to come out. We campaigned for it, not mass-up. They left their members to die and to rot in the grave. We are the ones campaigning for them, because we hate injustice. We are here sworn to defend the interest, to defend the lives and the properties of every Biafran, wherever they may be on this planet. Please, Barrister Mamezu.
Yes, Director, thank you. I've been listening, as always, and I've had all the comments from our callers, especially the position they have taken on the side of Owazurike. I know that our last caller from Italy says that we should not be talking about him. As you always know, I can only talk like a legal man. As you know, in the Fair Hearing Article 6 of the European Human Rights Act 1998, everybody deserves a fair hearing. So in my position is for Owazurike to be seen by Council of Elders. And then if his membership of Mazob, or if you like, his membership as a Biafran has to be terminated. Because from time to time, this guy is always bringing some kind of an eyesore before the people who are truthfully campaigning for Biafra. So either he stopped now, or his name will not be mentioned ever again. That is by the way. Now, to go back on Ezu River, which, of course, we've been campaigning for a very long time before we are now getting the truth gradually. We will not stop until the whole information comes out. But on a different dimension, as we've been trying to encourage the Biafrans and all those who support Biafrans to put in gear every possibility to make sure that Biafra is actualized, because what I had this afternoon on then, when the Yorubas are celebrating the life of Abiola, whose election was annulled by Babangida, the same Babangida says that they should not celebrate, they should not worry too much about Abiola, because there is war ahead. The war ahead has been echoed by Buhari himself, that if 2015, the Hausa man did not rule Nigeria, that all the baboons and monkeys will be soaked in blood. So everybody has been pre-warned about the doom that is coming ahead of us. It's up to Biafrans, because the Hausas, once they say something, they'll carry it out, because they believe in their Sharia law and they believe in their Muslim acts and the way they do things. Now it's up to us, the Biafrans and those who support us, to move away from this particular theological country or nation, if you like, before this doom predicted by the Hausa leaders that this will happen. And why those who are seriously campaigning for Goodluck Jonathan, for him to go back there in the year 2015? Because most of them will take heels, they'll run away, they'll jump into their chopper inside the aircraft to fly. Some will fly to Israel, some will fly to America, some will land in London. So if we are to prevent the doom predicted that is coming ahead of us, it's now time for us to put their fire, if you like, put auxiliary gear, for us to come back home, for us to move away from this Biafra before this bloodshed. It's about time we start shouting. There's no country where a leader can come up and say that there will be war, and that particular leader will stay put. If it's an Igbo leader that makes mention of such a remark, he will be arrested. He will be court-martialed. That person will not last in his or her bedroom. But the Hausa leader, from time to time, they will orchestrate something. They will say something that is abhorrent. Yes, nobody will challenge it. Goodluck Jonathan himself is like a lame duck. He's sitting there waiting for the year 2015 to carry on with the benefits and all the privileges that is brought about by leadership.
Thank you very much. Well spoken, Barrister Imam Mezu. Everything is accepted. How do we get Ezu River going? How do we stop Ezu River? What is happening at Ezu River? How do we get P2B to release the autopsy report? That is what we want to know. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening, good evening. Move
away. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Yeah. Move away from your radio.
My name is Solomon David, calling from Nigeria.
Solomon David, which part of Nigeria are you in?
In Lagos.
In Lagos, go ahead, please.
Lagos, please, yeah.
Go ahead.
First of all, I want to, you know, really appreciate those people's, you know, hard work and everything. We don't really appreciate it, you know. We are seeing the rising sun, you know, rising little by little, and we believe that no amount of darkness will support it again. And, you know, regarding to, you know, what we'll be discussing all through this program about Wazuki and Co. And, you know, I really want to comment on that. Just like my daughter has, you know, rightly said, Wazuki, we just have to, you know, look for a way to leave the struggle, just like you said, if story is like if it ends a lot, and there's no way coming back, you know, can we look at, you know, both his friend's face, you know, his political from, and say the firm agreement we had, yeah, I'm not going to stand by it again. You know, we all know that he's not going to be easy, and he's not going to work. And if I thought we let him go into the struggle again, he will likely be a sabotage, you know, along the line, because he will not be able to stand the pressure from the other side where he must have been eating from. And by the way, you know, we should just forget about Wazuki and know how to deal with him, so as to, you know, have time to attend to the matters that, you know, that needed attention. And you know, comments of the, you know, both the Matanam, the thing about war and war. We all we know that there's no peace in this nation. The nation will likely, you know, definitely collapse. But what my annoyance is hoping is just that the leaders of our people, commanders and our ministers and all that, they've been fearing all these things, but because of their selfish interest, because of what, you know, they are getting, they actually get this mystery, just like, you know, he said, that most of them are, you know, their children are not in this nation. Most of them, they have the money so that whenever there's any like, they just leave this country and leave on the first year to die. But one thing we promise them is that whether they run to the moon, to the sun, to the, wherever they like to run to, they should. But one day we will get at them. But what we just have to do on our own part is to know how to guide ourselves, is to know how to prepare, to wait for the world, because technically, the world will surely come. But my, and what I'm really, you know, asking this man, we just see how we down here can, you know, come together and know how to, you know, to organize ourselves and be ready for them, because they definitely they will come. The leaders of the Northerners, they have been preparing for this war. They are not foolish as our people, leaders. They are not as foolish as they are. They are all bordered of the billions running into the account. But the Northerners, they are actually preparing because they want to hold us hostage once again, but they will never succeed. We will do everything within our power. We will do everything. If it takes sacrifice, they can only succeed holding us hostage. If no Igbo man, if no Biafran in the world is remaining, that's when the Hausas, we and Yorubas, we succeed in holding, taking our land. But as long as we remain alive, that isn't going to happen again. We should not see it as what happened the last time, that it will happen again. It will not happen again. So they should not, you know, start telling us that the war, we surrender the democracy, and we get prepared and wait for them. Thank you, and God bless all of you.
Thank you very, very much. That was a caller from Lagos in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, and he's receiving Radio Biafra loud and clear. So why is it that some of us in Europe are finding it very difficult to receive it? We got a message from our brother, Fred Onyale from Germany, who is saying that he is intermittent. We are also getting people from elsewhere saying they're having intermittent connections. We'll try to resolve all these problems. That is why we are here. We are saying thank you to the caller. He was listening to Radio Biafra. He contributed to it, which is wonderful. Let's try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, please give us your name and where you are, please. Can they hear us? I don't think they can. I don't think they can hear us. We've been trying to... Skype doesn't have any problems this evening at all. But, of course, there is need for us to expand our operations. Please, Carol, anybody who is asking you or saying why do we require assistance, you go and ask them if they should go and Google the word radio station and ask if radio station falls from heaven, or if it is God that sustains radio. You know, our people, they grew up in Nigeria. What do you expect? They will do that. That's when we say that Nigeria is a zoo, that's what we mean. People come out and they say things without thinking well about it. You want a radio station, and you don't know that the equipment and everything is going to cost money. So we are going to go to America. We'll fly and swim to America. Our people don't, some of them don't reason very well. And as I said before, that's why Europeans call us monkeys, because sometimes we act like wild animals. We can't think. It is called the ability to discern. Being able to reason is what makes you a human being. And that is why you go to school. Please go ahead.
I was saying that, you know, nothing in life is free. Everything has to be paid for. And if you look up on that Google, the cost of running a radio station, you will see it is immense. And the editorial board have put in everything. I think they've worked hard and then sat down and did this. They saved for many years before they started this. Exactly. I wanted to come back to earlier. I wanted to make a comment about the gentleman that spoke about the youth today. I've also had a message from the youth saying that there is no problem. So I'm assuming that that means that they're in agreement with us. And I also agree with the personal name things. I quite like that. We should go back to that. But I wanted to make a personal message. I want to tell you something about myself. I have an adopted... I adopted a young boy before. He is now a big man. He's now 28. And I also have a son that's 23. So my love for youth knows no bounds. You know, I respect the youth, and I promise to guide the young Biafrans, because the gentleman was pulling me up on it. You are one family, and you know, these young groups are not to be underestimated. Most of them know more than me, to be fair, and we are one people, one destiny, in truth and honesty.
Of course, that is what we believe in truth and honesty, nothing more, nothing less. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are this evening.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, sir. My name is Ndubisi Ojukwu. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal, sir.
From Dakar, Senegal. Ojukwu from Ndubisi Ojukwu from Dakar. Please go ahead. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
Sir, I'm very, very happy to hear your voice on air today. I'm so much happy. So much.
Go ahead. What would you like to say? Anything else? Thank you very much. Thank you. What would you like to say?
So, concerning... Hello? Hello?
We can hear you. You are listening to your radio. Turn your radio off. Turn your system off and talk to us via Skype. That is the only way you can succeed, because it takes a few seconds for our signal from London to bounce all the way to Senegal.
Okay. So I really thank you so much because of what you people are contributing on air. I'm so much happy. On Monday or Tuesday, there is a comment that the elders of Honest Ndibo met or speech anyway. So in that day, I tried to call to him, and put something across, but it didn't go through. Concerning the tabletting the plate of that speech, I suggest within myself to tell you people that very day, if you people can download this thing into YouTube, there is a website they are calling YouTube, I think you know about that.
To download this thing
can make people to go and view that thing and hear it, and if somebody can from that place download it for himself to keep it as a memorial, like I myself, because from there I can get it, because through this VCD or satellite show, which people are talking about duplicating that very day. Maybe on my own side I cannot get it, but through that YouTube I can get it and then download it to my something like memory card and other things in order to listen and other ones. Yes, so I feel that place is more than for everybody, even small kid can listen to that thing, to that thing. So I just putting this thing across to you once. So I really appreciate what people are doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for calling. That was our brother. He's calling from Senegal. That is exactly what we are saying. He's asking us to make the CDs of the speech by the Council of Elders. Not Ohanaeze, please, my dear brother. It is from the Deputy Leader of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. They are our fathers to whom we report, to whom we are loyal in accordance with our ancient laws and ways of life. That is how we used to be. Wherever you go to in Igbo land, in time gone by, when things were being done properly, when there were no criminals, when there were no fences, when you don't go and steal, when you don't extend beyond the boundary, all those days are gone. But in those days, we used to have Council of Elders. Our fathers used to be in charge. That is where we want to go back to. But in a modern setting, of course, we are all learned people. We know how to adapt ancient practices to suit modern reality. That is why we are educated men and women at that. This is Radio Biafra coming to you from London. On this day, when the Senate finally bowed and released what I will call a tainted, a partial, a false report, but at least they mentioned the Zoo River, regarding the issue on a Zoo River, we are not relenting until the full autopsy result is out. We are not relenting until when they tell us where they buried all the bodies. Let them go and point it out themselves. We know where they are, but we want them to point it out themselves. Because they are criminals, they have killed people under the cover of darkness, they have hurriedly buried them. We want to know why our youngsters were killed. We want to know why members of MASOP were killed and MASOP is not talking. We want to know why we keep wasting lives all the time in pursuit of this struggle and nothing seems to be happening. Because God himself is upset with us. But for our sake, for the sake of the good people, for the sake of those who believe in the truth, for the sake of everybody who listens to Radio Biafra, for the sake of everybody who sustains this radio station, we are being blessed and we are moving forward. By the time we finish with the United States of America, they will be united like one family. That is a categorical assurance from us. They will be united because we only have one weapon. Our weapon is truth. Nothing more. Nothing less. Please, barrister, if you're still there, or have we lost you? Barrister, have we lost you?
No, I'm here.
Please go ahead.
Yes, director, I mean, a lot of callers have mentioned quite a lot of things. And so grateful, especially Carol, who has given us a little profile of herself and pledge on how to support the youth. Carol, thank you very much for your time and for your pledge. I'm also very grateful that you are stationed on Facebook and doing a very great job. We need more volunteers, those who have the passion, the interest in supporting Biafrans and what we are doing, because we are running a just cause. We are running a just cause that wants all iniquities that have been meted on our people. We are fed up of being killed and being hidden under some kind of trees or rivers where nobody will find out but it is coming out, and we cannot relent. As we pushed for this information to seep out today, we'll carry on pushing until we get the whole truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's Barrister Mamezu. We must also try to revisit this issue of people not adding, and why we need to have many people on our Facebook page. We said that the target was 1 million, and that is what we intend to accomplish. We want 1 million people in one place, and as we said, it makes it far more easier for us to disseminate information. The only way we can put pressure, or we manage to put pressure on the Senate to be able to release this report, is by mounting rigorous, by disseminating this message, this information, to every corner of the world. They will not ignore us anymore. That is why we are pleading with our people to understand the importance of what we are doing. We are not joking when we ask you, how difficult is it to add your friends to Facebook page? I don't understand it. If you can't add your friends to Facebook page, how can you support Biafra? How can you fight for Biafra? How can you die for Biafra? We're not asking you to do anything. Just go out and add your friends to Radio Biafra London Facebook page. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are this evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Ibrahim Rabi, humanitarian custodian.
Sorry, say that again. We didn't quite get that.
My name is Ibrahim Rabi, humanitarian custodian, live in Malaysia.
Ibrahim Rabi, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to make reference based on those people that were killing. What's the name of that river?
Ezu River.
Yes, Ezu River.
Yes.
I don't know what the governor of Anambra State is doing. I believe he was when Ngige was there. Such things will. That man is not a good representative of the Igbo. He's so sluggish. He can't say anything. I was so surprised. Such thing happen like this. They're giving us figure of 19 figure, and that paper is giving us another different figure. Who are we going to believe? Because I thinking it was like a community that clashed, which we will say, okay, we lost life. In this case, there was nothing like that. We don't know exactly where these people are and who is responsible of the killing of these people. These are questions to be asked.
Yes, I will help you.
These are citizens of Biafra. They should ask questions. Who are these people? What led to their death?
We have asked that question before, and we have the answers.
Okay.
What Nigeria is trying to do, what the Senate is, they think we are fools. They think we are idiots, we have no brain. What they have done, we know that we are suffocated. They used tarpaulin, 12 noon, covered them in the courtyard of SARS, the serious anti-robbery squad in Okozo. They suffocated them due to lack of oxygen. They were brain dead. They were paralyzed before they died. That was how they killed them. Now, what they have done is that when the Senate discovered that that we have traced this problem back to the police, to the Commission of Police in Anambra, they are now telling us that they died from gunshot wounds, that they shot them in the leg and they died from bullet wounds. Now, what this lying Senate in a lying, duplicitous, criminally built country is telling us is that there is a community clash somewhere between Ebonyi and Cross River State that they may have gone there to go and fight. Can you see how grown-up men and women are lying in Nigeria? You went to Senate. We voted. People inadvertently voted you into power. You're going there and you're lying. You have a result in front of you and you are doctoring that report and you're lying. Barefaced lies before everybody. That is why we hate lies at Radio Biafra. Because it damages a lot of things. This Nigerian Senate is lying.
For sure. I wish it was when the likes of Kenny Namani was there. I believe Inamani was the only man that was tackling the Obasanjo government, because they look him to become like an activist and an extremist. He was not taking shit from them. But I'm surprised what David Mack is doing. I don't really know what he's capable of doing, because I don't know why issues like this will be on the front burner of the Senate's table. Still, they'll be telling us there were clashes in community, which if you have to go deep into it, I think Nigerian police need to be recycled. That is just the gospel truth.
Yes.
There's no security in that country. If they want us to invite the FBI and the CIA in America to dig exactly what happened to these people, are these people activists to the government? Because they can't tell us these people went and clashed in our state. At the end of the day, they start shooting them. Because the white woman was talking about how they gunned them in the kneecaps.
Yes.
Are these people armed robbers?
Is that they're not armed robbers. When people go to war, is that where you shoot them? On the kneecap? It's incredible. It's incredible. That is how barefaced lies. Some of them studied at Toronto, as they claim, with fake certificates all over the place, with fake degrees all over the place, inhabiting the zoo. Is a shame. Why God even bothered with that place? Only heaven knows. Why God will bother himself with a country as useless as Nigeria? I cannot begin to even fathom that at all. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Henry Egon. I'm calling from Liverpool.
Henry Egon from Liverpool. The world is listening to your voice. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. I just want to make a suggestion about the issue of unity in Igbo land. Everybody's complaining about that we don't have unity. We don't have unity. My own opinion on this issue, we have a council of elders of indigenous of Biafran people. So I think that it will be their duty to call all the governors in every Biafran land and those that say they are representing us in Abuja to have a meeting, in a one-day meeting. In a particular state, whether in Imo State or in Anambra or Abia State or any of the Biafran land, then so that we start from there, they have to make this meeting and invite all of them together, because they say that they are representing us. Most of them don't know the people they are representing. They are just there in Abuja. So Abuja is not their home. I think this meeting is supposed to be important. They have to invite all of them together then and let the elders explain to them what we are fighting for. Then we will hear from them what is their own opinion as well.
And let me ask you a question. What do you think will be the opinion of somebody who is eating from the master's, under the master's table? They are making money. You are abroad. They have houses and they have investments all over northern Nigeria. They are stealing money. They love money. How do you think they will ever change? How do you think these men will ever change? Our concern is even to protect our council of elders before they go and kill them. That's what they will
do. I know that they were planning to do such a thing. So, but we try to protect them. But we have to call them as well and let everybody know that we have tried and called them, you know, to expose them. So anyone that doesn't want to come into the matter, then every Igbo people will know that this people doesn't want our progress, because
thank you very much. But I want to caution on something this evening.
Okay.
Those of us outside, or who have been outside for a very long time, we underestimate how corrupt our society is. The Igbo land you're looking at before with rose-tinted glasses as a child, where you play outside, where you made your own toys, because we didn't buy any toys. Nobody bought us toys. We built our own toys ourselves. We built all ourselves. Nobody bought us toys. We didn't know where Leventis was or Kingsway, because we grew up where our ancestors were. We made our own toys in the process. If you grew up in such a society then, and you traveled abroad, maybe at the age of 20, 21, you still think that is how home looks like? No, you're in for a shock. Everything is upside down. There has to be a root and branch reconstruction of our psyche, our way of life, what we, how we used to be as a people. Things are bad. If you call for a meeting, they will come there with their escort. All their police guard is from Hausa land. Anything, they'll start shooting people. You have to go. The people that you are trying to call to a meeting are beyond the pale. These are agents of Satan. There is nothing they will not do to get money. If it means wasting the blood of our Biafrans, so be it. Everything ultimately is money, settlement. That is all that matters to them. Everything else you're talking about, Biafra, is nothing. They see Biafra as a means to an end, and that end is to acquire as much influence, as much money, as much property as possible, not to get freedom. Because you don't set the cart before the horse. It is when you fight for the freedom of your people, when you get it, your people will, anything, you don't even need anything at all. As Mandela is, when he goes to hospital, it is news. What is bigger than that? How many mansions can buy that type of accolade and good name? Because when I was growing up, my father, I used to ask my dad, I said to him, why is it even on Sunday afternoon when somebody knocks on the door, you ask us to go and open the door? You don't even ask us to check who is there. He said that is how he runs his life, so that any day somebody knocks on this door, he will say, go and open the door. If it is at night time, they will say, onye onyahu, who are you? They open the gate and you come in because of how you've lived your life. It is only those of very duplicitous intent, criminals, who will go and build a house and build a fence around it and not let anybody in. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for calling. We are bringing the program to an end. Please, Barrister Mamezu, by way of summary, can you perhaps bring this program to an end, please? Because we've gone past 9 p.m. in the evening here in London.
Thank you very much, Director. I'm so grateful, as usual, that the program today has come to an end. And we hope to join our listeners, fellow Biafrans, our friends, our well wishes, and those who have interest in acquiring and realizing Biafra. God bless all of you, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. Please, Carol.
Yes, good night to all my family. Just keep adding.
Keep adding people on Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah, they're starting to add now.
And if you finish, you ask your friend, ask your closest friend to add. If they ask you, let's go.
You could even post on your own page and say, look, I've added you to this group. Please add your friends as well, because, you know, we need to build the masses. How can you have a million man march and we haven't got a million members yet?
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
Mm-mm.
This is Radio Biafra. I'm beginning to lose my voice a little bit, but I've managed to clear it. And it's been a pleasure having all of you from all around the world. We are getting confirmation this evening that the people around the Bay Area of San Francisco, a very important man, will not mention his name on air, a very important Igbo son, is willing to host Radio Biafra, but there seems to be some misunderstanding. Radio Biafra, we don't hide anything here. We are not in America for pleasure. It's not a pleasure trip. We are in America to work for our people, and the evidence will be very clear for everyone to see. We are not in America to have a good time. We are not on holidays. We are not looking for good time. We are in America to spread the gospel according to Radio Biafra, and that gospel is the redemption of Biafra itself according to how the good Lord wished it upon his children on this earth. This is Radio Biafra Nnamdi Kanu. We will see you sometime again tomorrow, but please, whatever you do this evening, keep on adding people, keep on adding your friends onto Facebook, keep on discussing Biafra in good humor, with truth and honesty. We shall surely prevail. See you again next time tomorrow. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Anyi welu n'ofu obi wee biri n'udo na ndokwa. Ewo sondwe meganyi peana